take us to make welcome a general of the gospel, a woman that has labored for the name of Jesus Christ. That clap offering is weak. Evangelist Veronica Aluma, please rejoice in the Lord tonight. Rejoice in the Lord tonight.
That hallelujah is for yourself. If you know that this festival of glory is organized for you, for God's glory to burst forth upon your life, make your amen and hallelujah louder than your neighbor's hallelujah. You're going to do it this time with a leap of joy, a clap, and a louder shout. Go ahead and give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Some of you might be expecting miracles to happen at a particular time. I want to announce to you that one of the greatest weapons to attract a sign, a wonder, and a miracle is in a shout, is in a praise, is in a shout. So at every segment of this moment, within the next few minutes that we have, you can register your presence to attract the hand and the glory of the Lord tonight. If you are that person, make your amen louder, 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 louder than your neighbor's amen. Make it with a leap of joy. Before we go into signs, wonders, miracles, let me quickly appreciate the privilege that the Lord gave to us to be here today. I want to thank God for the lives of our great apostles, our own apostles, Aaron Melsai and his lovely wife. Yes, you can clap and you can shout. Apostle, I want to thank God for your life, for taking responsibility for your generation. You've not seen anything yet. Thank you and thank you. I want to appreciate the presence of our elder, has Elder Tauja left. Thank you so very much, sir. Clap that clap and shout that shout. Clap that clap and shout that shout. Sir, when I saw you in those crusades, I never knew the price that you had to pay. I never knew the extra mile you had to go to check into a hotel lodge just so that you can encourage us with your presence. The Lord bless you, sir. So many years ago, over 30 years ago, when I came into this land, that time will not permit us to hear my story tonight. But I came into this land had just been met with a terrible tragedy. And I came into this land clinging to Jesus Christ as my all in all. And we had men like Dr. Tauja to look up to. You know, you couldn't get discouraged because they were always there urging you on. And he literally discipled me in this land. I want you to salute the grace of God. Salute the grace of God upon the general in our land. And sir, it's so nice to see you getting stronger and stronger by the day. May the Lord keep you for us, and may the Lord continue to anoint you for us. Thank you, every co-laborer that is here. Your work in this land will surely be rewarded. Your work any part of Nigeria will surely be rewarded. Your work in any part of the world will surely be rewarded. It pays to serve Jesus Christ, and I am a living witness. How many of us are ready for a touch tonight in this festival of glory? If you are ready, give heaven another shout. Hallelujah. Don't tempt us too much yet. We are coming there. We are coming. And they are in the spirit. It's an open air crusade. At the cause of praise, in fact, most of the miracles, signs and wonders I ever saw in our crusades came when people were worshiping. There's no particular time that God touches anybody. Once he has come on stage, get ready for miracles, for signs and wonders. He can come via a song. We were in a meeting somewhere and a woman brought a baby that had, you know, children, the baby was playing and got a broomstick stuck in the ears. And it was so bad that when they took the child to the hospital, they had to build the child for an operation to bring it out of the ears. And as the Lord will have it, the woman brought the child to that crusade that night. And while we were worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, suddenly we were interrupted as a woman rushed out and said she came out with the broom that was stuck in the baby's ears. And while the praise and worship was going on, the broom came down on its own accord. Tonight, I don't know what you came here with, but I want you to know that the man of Galilee is in the house right now. You didn't hear well. I said the great physician is right now in the house. The sympathizing Jesus is here. Anybody ready for him tonight? Thank you, Lord. And when Jesus comes, The tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears are wiped away. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to be wiping away tears here tonight. I don't know the burden that you came with, but Jesus is here. The great physician is now in the house. The sympathizing Jesus is here. He will visit Benue State. He has already visited Benue State. He has visited Nigeria. And he will visit you as an individual. That amen should be strong. That amen should be loud. Thank you, Jesus. He's broken. When Jesus comes, our tears are wiped away. He tells the glory and fills the life with his glory. All is changed when Jesus comes to stay. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. When he comes, he will do things in people's lives. The things that he will do will be so much that it will be clear that this is not the doing of a man, so that he can take all the glory. And when he takes the glory, he fills the lives with his glory. And when Jesus comes, he comes to stay. And when he comes to stay, all tears are wiped away. That's the message that he gave me for somebody tonight. Whatever you're going through came to pass. The sicknesses, they came to pass. But when Jesus comes, he comes to stay. And when Jesus comes to stay, sickness cannot stay. I want to announce to someone tonight that the first miracle you will experience tonight is that cancer must drop before this meeting is over. If you are that person, make your amen loud. Whatever heaviness you came here with, whatever body you came here with, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. Who is that person tonight? The Lord says, I should tell you, that the power of the tempter shall be shattered, shall be broken in your life tonight. If you are that person, make your amen strong. Make your amen strong. Make your amen strong. Listen, as we commence this festival of glory, we are going to commence with seven shouts. At the cause of these seven shouts, all kinds of miracles will be happening. If you are blind in your eyes, get ready to see. You didn't hear well. If you are blind in your ears, get ready to hear. If you couldn't walk and they brought you here, as the shout of hallelujah is going on, you stand and you begin to walk. Whatever was an impossible case, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. And when Jesus comes, all tears will be wiped away. We are going to be shouting this seven hallelujah to declare the festival of glory open and also to encounter divinity like never before. Anybody ready? Anybody ready? Anybody ready? If you have any instrument in your hands, you can take it to wave to the Lord when these shouts are going on. I want you to loosen yourself. You have come before Mount Zion. And on Mount Zion, there is deliverance.
This glory, when Jesus comes, tears are wiped away.
Are we ready? Wave, 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 wave. Listen, 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 listen. Listen, who believes? Maybe you are watching online, wherever you are. How many of you believe that you are the first to experience a miracle? It's possible that you left a loved one sick in the house. At the shout of hallelujah, the power of the Lord shall locate your loved one wherever they are, and they will receive their healings. Are you ready for that miracle tonight? When I say one, the trumpeters, thank God for this strong instrumentalist. One, they will do papa, papa, papa. You shout hallelujah. You know the power of a shout. I'm sure you know. Pastor Tohoja told us a little about the power of a shout. But I have experienced the power of a shout over and over and over again. I've experienced the power of encountering God through songs over and over again. When Jesus comes to stay, somebody's situation will be changing tonight because Jesus is coming to stay. Are you ready? Listen, you know what? When people come for a meeting like this, some just come as spectators, but others come ready to receive. And as we prayed for this meeting, the Lord assured us that every prayer that shall be prayed here tonight shall be answered. Every need that came here tonight shall be answered. Every pain shall go. Every heart will be healed. You're going to listen. You're going to leave this festival of glory like somebody who has really attended the festival. Hallelujah. When we go to festivals, other festivals, don't we go there jubilating? We go there jubilating. We go celebrating. Hear this, someone. After this festival of glory is over, you shall be celebrated. You shall celebrate. And you shall be celebrated. The prayer that one of the patriarchs in this land prayed, and at the end, he assured us that the land has changed. So the same way the land has changed, so shall your life change. I say, so shall your life change. Are you ready for the shout that we break the tempter's power? The shout that we disgrace the devil? The shout that we humiliate the evil one? The shout that we bring you out of every shackle of darkness? If you are ready, wave your hands. Wave, wave, wave. Wave, 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 wave. Shaka da 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 da. When I say one, you shout hallelujah. When two, three, until the seventh one with the loudest shout. Is that okay? One, hallelujah. Shout. Shout. Two, hallelujah. Shout, shout, shout. Shout. Three. Five. Six. Shaka te 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 te. Shaka le 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 le. Shaka le le le. Hallelujah. This seventh one. Seven is a perfect number. As you shout this hallelujah, the Lord shall perfect all things that concern you. As you shout this hallelujah, you are going to shout it. With a shout, you will celebrate and jubilate like someone that attended a festival. And this time around, the festival of God, the festival of glory, you will turn, you will shout. And this will be the loudest one. And every wall of Jericho shall collapse. Are you ready? Wave, wave, wave. Sing this song. Check your body. Jesus has healed you. You believe that Jesus has healed you. Make your shout louder than your neighbor's own. Hear this. I saw someone with a hole in your tooth. This left side of the tooth, a hole. As we were shouting, the Spirit of the Lord touched you, and that hole has been filled up. Are you just standing and looking like that? Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. I see the Lord healing somebody in the right ear. Another one, pus has been coming out through this left ear. And I see the Lord healing you now. The one in the right ear, you couldn't hear well with that right ear. Now, the person that brought you, or maybe your loved one, somebody that knows you before, can speak to that ear, and the ear has been opened. When Jesus comes, the tenter spar is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears are wiped away. For the past 3 nights, you have not slept. For the past 3 nights. And you wake up in the midnight to cry. You're troubled. over a disappointment that you had in your relationship. And the Lord is saying to you right now, weep not. I have come. I have come to break the tempter's power over your life. I have come to take the glory over your life. And I have come to fill your life with my glory. And all things will change because Jesus has come to stay. The temptation came to pass, but Jesus came to stay. Wave your hands, wave your hands, wave your hands. The temptation that you're going through right now, it didn't come to stay, it came to pass. But when Jesus comes to stay, he comes and he stays. He comes and he takes over. Yes, Lord. You got married recently, and the devil struck. As you married a young couple, you just realized that the man, you lost your potency. But while the worship was going on, you felt the power of God hit you. And the Lord is saying, that affliction is no more. Give the Lord a louder shout over that. Give the Lord a louder shout over that. All over this world. All over this place. All over this place. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place. As the prophet said it should be. All over this place. There is a mighty, mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Right now in this house. Kalabaloshanda. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. Right now in this house. As the prophet said it should be. Right now in this house. There's a mighty, mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Right now, in this festival of glory, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Wave your hands and just worship. Right now in this place, as the prophet said it should be. Right now in this place. There is a mighty, mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Right now, in your family, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Right now, in your life, as the prophet said it should be. Right now in your life, there's a mighty, mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Lord, send another Elijah man to bring your power down. Send and fire, and also send and rain to heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Oh Lord, I want to be the vessel you will. Raise those two hands up. The Lord is saying something to somebody. There are some people here. A lady. You came into this meeting and you came in desiring to serve the Lord. But you're so discouraged and you're saying, how can I yield my life to God when there's so much temptation? So much temptation from the opposite sex. In fact, right now, I am not pure. I am not clean. How can I yield my life to God? And the Holy Ghost is saying, come. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. The Lord is saying to you, he will give you rest tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is moving right here in our midst, as the prophet said it should be. Right here in our midst, there's a mighty, mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, that woman you're watching right now online, and there's so much pain in your home. You're so disappointed. And the Lord is saying, cheer up. I have come to baptize you with my glory. I have come to take the glory. My glory, I will no longer share with any other in your life. Take note of today's date. There's going to be a quick turnaround. For the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. There are young men and women watching and listening. You're saying, I desire to serve the Lord. But there are too many entanglements. I don't even know what to eat. And the Lord is saying, cast the burdens upon me. Just say yes. Come. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, the word of the Lord came concerning you. Quickly run out, run out. The word of the Lord came concerning you. Run out now. Run out quickly from the back, wherever you are, everywhere you are. Run. The Lord spoke about your case. Run. Be in a hurry. Be in a hurry, because we have so many things to do tonight. Be in a hurry. Run from the back. Run from the front. Run from everywhere. Run and come. Run and come. Come from every corner. Come and yield. Come and yield. Come, 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 come. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears are wiped away. He takes the glory and fills the life with his glory. Our fear is changed when Jesus comes to stay. When Jesus comes to stay. Now, in this mood, we will make one more call, and those people will come to this other side. These ones, you will go this way a little when I make this other call. So we will be through with this course and then share a very short message, and then we'll pray and we are through for tonight. You are there. Either in this congregation, you're watching online, you are not sure of your salvation. You came because you heard that there's a crusade, but you don't have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Without waste of time, where are you? You just want to say, yes, Lord. I want to love you. I want to just be your friend. And before you know it, that struggle with sin will be over. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. The yoke of sin is broken. When he comes, the urge for sin loses its power. The Holy Spirit is saying to my, speaking to my spirit that there's a young woman here, either watching online or you're physically around. You got a diagnosis. And the diagnosis is like a terminal case. That's how you've looked at it. Oh, it's like a death sentence. But the Lord is saying, you are not dying. That sickness is not killing you. Jesus is here tonight to kill that sickness. Whether it be HIV, AIDS, cancer, whatever the verdict is, there is a higher verdict in the house tonight. And that verdict shall abort and terminate. The verdict of the doctors. Wherever you are, you can join this one. Before this festival is over, every one of you lined up here, you're going to give your testimony. We may just take a sample of a few, maybe, because we can't take all because of time. What's your case? What did the Lord say? How about you will come with your own feet to testify? Yes, welcome that lady, welcome. Jesus is saying that terminal illness is over. You're going to be on this stage to testify before this meeting is over. We were in Cross River State a few years back for a crusade like this, an open-air crusade like this. I think Akan, a local government to be specific. And a woman came into that crusade so discouraged, terribly discouraged. She's been a Christian. And it's like God, using her own words, you have failed me. In fact, she said, a neighbor had to persuade and persuade before she made it to that crusade because she was already angry with God, in quotes. And why? Because she had a terminal illness. She had been diagnosed with cancer of the breast. And the teaching hospital in Calabar there, where the diagnosis and the treatment was going on, had told her everything, the consequence and all that. And she had actually called her children. She is a widow. She called her children and told them her will. If this happens, if I die, this is it, this is it. So she came to that crusade not even believing God. Because she was so angry that God failed her. As the devil must have told her those lies. However, we were worshiping like this, singing and just worshiping the Lord. I don't know at which point that miracle happened. But the following morning session, the final morning session, she came. And she began to tell her story. She told us how, when she came to that crusade that night, the Lord touched her. She fell under the anointing. Jesus took that lump away from her breast. And then she went back to the teaching hospital where she had been receiving the treatment. And they gave her a clean headbeat. They said, what happened to you? Where did you go to? We can't find the lump. We can't find the lump. You know, testimonies are not for show. Testimonies are for replication. As we speak this tonight, this testimony shall be replicated in somebody's life. Whether you are here live or you are watching online. Very soon, they will look for that sickness and they will not find it. Your amen should be louder than this. Your amen should be louder than this. You can't enjoy your life if Jesus Christ is not in the center of your life. Every other thing in this life is misery without Jesus. Would you do yourself a favor tonight and say, here I am, Lord. I'm tired of running my life by myself. I'm tired. Jesus, please have mercy on me. Forgive my sins and take over. Wherever you are, you might be going to church, but you know that you don't have a personal. You hear about Jesus, but you don't know him. Tonight, you have the privilege of knowing him face to face, like some of us do. Wherever you are, stand on your feet quickly with your two hands lifted. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet quickly. Quickly, wherever you are, begin to come out. Come from the corners. Come. Listen, Jesus says, if you are ashamed of him in this evil, terrible world, what is in this world? Who is that your friend sitting next to you that will be ashamed of Jesus near that friend? Who is that person? A man that can die. A man that will sleep. You'll be ashamed of Jesus because of that man. Do yourself a favor right now and begin to come towards this side. Ushers, they can just be, or be at the back there, but maybe just. There are more people. Jesus is waiting. Come. Jesus says, my master says, if anyone will follow him. Jesus says, my master is calling now. He wants to give you the rest that you need. Jesus says, my master is calling. If anyone will follow him, he wants to give you the rest that you need. And a rest for your soul. Come, come, come. Come from the eye. Come from everywhere. Jesus is calling. He's calling you now. If anyone will follow him. Don't just say, I go to church. The Lord is calling you now. He's calling you right now. He wants to give you the rest that you need. Hear this. Jesus wants to give you the rest that alcohol cannot give you. Jesus wants to give you the rest that money cannot give you. He wants to give you the rest that the opposite sex can never give you. Didn't you hear the story? People just get up from a sinful lifestyle and they take their lives by themselves because it doesn't satisfy the vacuum that is in the soul of every man. The only one that can fill that vacuum is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where are you? Put your hands up if you want to give your life to Jesus. Those who came to give their lives to Jesus. From the road, some of you came to say, but tonight might be the night that God has destined for you to have an encounter. Quickly come. Quickly come. You are in the choir, in the usher, in any group. You know that you are living in sin. Tonight you can say no to sin and yes to holiness. Wherever you are, come. Raise those two hands up. Those that came to give their lives to Jesus. Are there people who came? Two hands up for everybody who came to give their lives. Put those two hands up. Help them, those that came out to give their lives to Christ. Can we quickly, pastors, maybe you just, I don't know whether we have the time to do that. To the people that the Lord gave specific word about them, what happened to them? Jesus has healed you. Some of you in the audience, you check yourself. The sickness you came with is no longer there. Rush out and come and tell us what Jesus did. I'm very sure that people got their healing while we're shouting those hallelujahs. Check yourself and come and tell us, the people of God, what Jesus has done. So we celebrate Jesus in this great celebration of his glory. So let's do some quick interviews. Now, those that came out to give their lives to Christ, raise your two hands up. Can you close your eyes and pray this prayer after me? Or just take note of those ones so that we can quickly talk with them before they take their seat. But from the depth of your heart, please pray with me and say, Almighty God, have mercy on me. I know I'm a sinner. But today, I've realized myself. I asked for your mercy. I asked for your forgiveness. Forgive me, Lord. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus Christ, become the Lord of my life. From today, I say no to sin and yes to holiness and to righteousness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I've prayed. Amen and amen. You see, when you pray a prayer like this, all you are saying is, I'm no more going back into my sinful lifestyle. And from today, the 23rd day of November, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2022, I will live for Him. I will live a holy life. Is that okay? Why we take some of the interviews? Remember, we have not done our dance, but we are going to do the dance. We are going to do the dance. If we identify some and you think that God's people should listen to those testimonies, then bring them up. We overcome by the words of our testimony. We are in a festival of glory and we celebrate that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings. Yes, Pastor?
Lord, we have a very striking miracle here. Our sister Everine, she walked into this place and she said, as she 2 months ago, she started experiencing very excruciating pain on her right breast, and she's been afraid of going to the hospital and being told that news that they tell people that go to the hospital with such cases. So she said she just wanted the whole thing to escalate, and if it gets really, really bad, then she will eventually go to the hospital. But she said, while you walked up and you started talking, there seemed to be a kind of moving, the pain got intensified and was moving around the breast, and suddenly the pain moved out of the breast, and right now she
come with her. Are you just standing and looking? Jump on your feet with a shout. Jump. Are you just standing and looking? Wait. Makurdi people, you don't know how to jubilate. You don't know that the more you celebrate, the more of God's glory you will see. When you rejoice with others, God gives you occasions for others to rejoice with you. Do you know the implication of what this sister is talking about? Do you know how much it takes for the treatment of breast cancer? Should it be that? In case it's that, she has been afraid of even going to get a negative diagnosis. But Jesus showed up tonight. Are you just standing and looking? Give the Lord a shout. Started. Jesus has been in the house. Jesus came here before some of us came. Thank you, Lord. So now, no pain, no lump, You check the lump, it's no longer there.
The lump was big. The lump kept reducing. It's still going. It's going.
Even as we are speaking, it's going. The lump was big. The lump keeps going. It keeps going. And the lump is gone. Give the Lord another shout. A bigger shout. A bigger shout. Let's take more.
Hallelujah.
Daughter of Zion, what did Jesus do for you? Go ahead, Pastor.
Hallelujah. For a month now, I was having a hole on my chest.
Hole in the chest?
Yes. But it's over.
Oh, how did you know you had a hole in the chest?
I was feeling it.
You were feeling it?
Yes. And
as if there's a space.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Yeah.
Wave your hands to Jesus. Sweetheart, come. What did Jesus do for you? Your name, I think they should quickly tell us their names and what the Lord did. Did you take this, my darling's name?
That's Sister Everin.
Sister Everin.
And this is Sister Mercy.
All right, what did Jesus do for?
My name is Scholastica David. Since the beginning of this year, I had some issues. And it got to a point, I started having this severe chest pain. At a point, it was as if I'll have stroke. My mouth kept going one direction for 3 days. And each time I go for a checkup, they'll say my heartbeat is bad. So I started having this pain in the chest. It kept getting worse. As I was standing over there and the woman of God was making declarations, at a point it was as if, where is that pain in my chest? And I can't feel it even till
you started
now.
Looking for it, you couldn't find it. I want to prophesy to someone. Those pains in your life, yours may not be a physical pain. It could be an emotional pain. You will look for it, you will not find them anymore. You will look, you will not find them anymore. Do we have... Listen. Are there people lined up here? There was a specific word concerning your life and Jesus has done it. Quickly come up to the altar, quickly. Quickly come. If there are people like that, just come quickly. The Lord spoke specifically concerning your case and it's been addressed. And that issue is resolved. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know whether it's that case that is going between those two brothers. But the Lord told me before I came that cases of insanity will be healed. So if you came with somebody, I don't know if it's Zayoma or whoever, and there's a case of insanity, you return back to your sanity. You are made whole. Epileptic cases have been arrested. Hallelujah. So those of you who are here, what did you come out for? Can you quickly pass Mike? Let's hear quickly what they came out for. What happened to this brother?
Our brother here had an experience. He started praying for the liberation of his clan. And as soon as he started praying, there was a form of kind of heaviness he started feeling on his shoulders. And this evening, while you were speaking and making declaration, he felt those weights left him completely.
Are you just sitting and looking like, jump on your feet with a shout? Jump with a shout. The same weights that left this brother, that same weight or different weights, any burden that you came here with, the weights already lifted. Thank you, Jesus. We just take samples of why they came out. That your the healing is perfect, is permanent, is irreversible. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Go back to your seat. Everybody up, Jesus. 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 Spirit wants to show you his mercy. He can distinguish you out in a crowd. And when you're distinguished in a crowd, it's not for show. It's for the mercy of the Lord to reach out to you. A woman with the issue of blood had bled for 12 years, gone to all kinds of hospitals, consulted with several consultants, to no avail. It was in a crowd like this that she had made up her mind before she came to that crusade. She decided from the house that when she touches the hem of Jesus' garment, that she was going to be made whole. And Jesus never even knew what was happening. But the woman's faith was so strong that it pulled virtue out of Jesus. And when the healing took place, the master looked around and he said, who touched me? Who touched me? And Peter, loquacious Peter, said, Master, how will you say somebody touched you when there's so much crowd pressing? But Jesus said, somebody touched me. But that woman, shivering, came forward. The Lord didn't want to showcase her for anything. It was to show her His mercy. So you're watching, you're listening. The Lord mentions your case. It's just His mercy that He wants to show to you. He just wants to show you His compassion. That's all. That's all. So when the Lord speaks about your case, don't be shy. Don't lose out of your miracle. He wants to show you mercy. He doesn't showcase people. He wants to just show you His mercy, break the yoke, and set you free. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, come tell us what happened to this. Let's hear about this. Quickly.
Mama, we have a miracle here.
Yes, sir.
This is Mr. Paul, and this is his wife.
Okay.
4 years ago, he came back from the office and started complaining to his wife that he's feeling cold. And it's a kind of, it's a strange kind of cold where he's feeling like ice block in his very walls and in the walls of his wife. He feels like ice block and at the same time sweats.
How can you be cold and sweating at the same time? The devil is a bastard.
And recently he started feeling really, really, really weak. And they walked into this place in that condition. And right now, Baba is standing here stronger, and the wife herself could testify to the fact that a miracle has happened to her husband.
Thank you, Jesus. That means Baba couldn't stand like this before. How did you know a miracle happened to him?
When he stands, sometimes if he sits, he's looking weak, as if now somebody will die. I begin to cry alone. I say, Papa, don't be disgracing me. Now, I have a small children. Oh, yeah. How am I do for my life with my children? Oh, I don't have night. Anybody to help me.
But this night, what did Jesus do for you?
This night, God help us. He make us look strong and better than when we are called.
I know that for the wife to have physically observed, strength has come and is perfect and is permanent. Wave your hands unto the Lord. Come, Pastor. Are you bringing other cases? Yeah, more cases? Hallelujah. I believe that this couple, before this festival of glory is over, the glory of the Lord that has burst forth upon them tonight, they will go home and they will come back with testimonies tomorrow morning. Your amen should be louder than this. Your amen should be stronger than this. You remember the couple that the Lord spoke about? And they came out to confirm that they got married in May. And as they got married in May, the enemy struck. And no performance. And beside the no performance, the wife is hurting with so much pains in her own body. And no show from the husband since they got married in May. I want us to stand up. We are going to throw that arrow back to the devil this night, right now. And God will confirm His word with signs and with wonders in their life tonight. I didn't say tomorrow, I said tonight. So that as they go back tonight, they will be shocked. Are you just standing and looking like that? Stretch forth your hands and just make a declaration. Father, we thank you. You will give us evidence, a token, that you have visited us in this festival. You will use this man and his wife as a public evidence that your power surpasses the power of darkness. Not just that strength has come, but in the time of man, 9 months from now, In the next year's festival of glory, if Jesus Christ tarries to come, they will be with their baby boys to give God praise on this altar. Thank you, Lord. Wave your hands to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. And every one of you out there, we are going to be listening to your testimonies before this conference is over. I want to hear your amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning session, you're going to be there at the embassy's headquarters opposite the international market. Come with your testimonies. Tomorrow night, until Sunday evening, don't miss any session of this meeting. Call your family, call your friends. What you saw tonight shall be a tip of the iceberg of the glory of the Lord that will burst forth upon lives in this festival of glory. If you believe, make your amen strong. Make it stronger than your neighbor's amen.